Greetings, greetings, each of you by the very means of internet radio. You're tuned in to the Six Eyes Gospel Show, where you get your praise on without leaving the house. Hey, I'm Pastor Kenneth Minor. We want to say welcome to the program today. Before I get started today, as we are setting up everything, we want to say happy birthday to me. That's right. Happy birthday to me. Today is the day that the Lord has made, which is just so happened to be my birthday. That's right. This is my birthday. And I want to say thank you to all family and friends that's already sent in a birthday salutation. Amen to the gifts that I've already received and all of that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Pastor Bonnet. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Pastor Bonnet. Happy birthday to you. I got about 40 more to go. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, God bless you, sir. God bless you. Amen. It is indeed a happy birthday indeed. My simple birthday wish was to see it, and indeed I have seen it. Amen. And my name make the woke list. I have a reasonable portion of health and strength. I'm clothed and in my right frame of mind, and I'm just thanking God for what he's doing in my life.
Beautiful. That is great right there. So from everybody at the Six Eyes Radio team, everybody around the world, your family, your friends, your fans, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you once again. It is a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. All right.
Amen.
Happy birthday from us, too.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Sister Ruth.
Yeah, and we just got one question for you. How old are you?
Yeah, because I mean, usually
how
around the radio age, but you can ask him.
Well, let's see. If my age was measured by the dollar, I would be greater than a 50-cent piece, less than 3/4. But if you gave me three pennies on the half a dollar, we'll be there.
I'm still young. That's still young. Wait till you get my age.
We will be there. That's my age. I am a blessed 53 years young.
53. I knew when I was 53.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nah. So 53. God is in kind.
Hey, you're 3 years older than Kenny because he's 50. And I'm 62, so I'm older than all of you.
Yeah, you be big sis in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's cuter than me, too.
Well, I ain't going to say that. I ain't going to say that. You can say that.
She can say that.
I'm not going to say that.
We's not going to say that.
I mean, you know.
Terry, I'm like this all the time.
Oh, you know what? It's also my cousin Lisa's birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa. I forgot about that.
a happy birthday to her too?
Yeah, well, she don't listen to my show, but anyway, I'm going to say happy birthday to her anyway. You know, tell you something about family. Now, I put a post up. I mean, I do a lot, you know, and God said, you know, don't be boastful. But if you have to state a fact, all of us do quite a bit, okay? And one thing I do is support whatever a person is doing. I mean, I can't tell you how many chicken dinners, fish dinners, rib dinners I've bought from my family that's doing something. Now, you know I've been trying to get these T-shirts made for years. You know about that, Pastor Bonnie, because we talk about it.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to figure out, these T-shirts have not been made, and what I'm going to do is go to the competitor and get these shirts made, because one thing my father said, you ain't got a bag to spend your money, son. So
sell it out.
That's what I'm going to be doing, man. I've talked to my aunt, I can't tell you how many times. And I got a text message a year and a half ago, I'll call you when I get off at 7. She's still working because she ain't called me.
Yeah. I did that. So 7 o'clock haven't gotten here.
Yeah, so 7 o'clock haven't gotten there. And then
she might have been
in
leap year, you know. Might have been a leap year, 7 o'clock.
Cousin was over about 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago. He was on the show. Brother Sean, my cousin Sean Brent. He was on the line. And I said, look, man, I said, let me text Auntie and see if I can possibly get these T-shirts made before the year is out. I said, considering I've been waiting for 5 years to get these T-shirts made, they ain't got made yet. Papa Six Eyes has been gone 5 years. So I said, let me see if I can get these shirts made. So I said, hello, Auntie. I said, hope all is well. I said, call them to see if you can fulfill an order that I'm trying to be getting made for quite some time now. Are you able to fulfill the order? Let me know. No response. But you can find her on Facebook posting. So bottom line, I'm not going to beg you to spend my money. I wish you the best in your business. And I'm going elsewhere, you know, because people say, you know, we don't support our own. But when you try to support your own, you can't support your own. So I said, you know, hey, Six Eyes Radio Network is turning 10 years old. I said, if you feel compelled, you know, and I put my Cash App up there, you know, you're not obligated. But if you feel compelled, if you support me like you say you support me, I can get a million congratulations. But at the end of the day, it costs to keep this station going. You know, not even a dollar. I'm like, wow, really? But they can congratulate you. They can like it all day. But they turn blind when it comes to that Cash App portion.
Yeah.
So one thing I learned, your family, they will congratulate you all day. But when it comes to giving anything of monetary value, they turn blind. They turn like Stevie. You know, they turn like Ray Charles. They turn like myself. They don't see that. But nonetheless, God is providing, you know, with the resources to keep the station going. And for those who feel compelled to help keep this station going, Six Eyes Radio Network, you know, we do a great job here bringing you great programming 7 days a week. So if you feel compelled to do so, we'll get this out the way early. That would be, if you use the Cash App, that would be $SIXEYES, the digit number 2, the digit number 4. If you utilize the PayPal, the email address you'll enter is SIXEYES, the digit number 6, at gmail.com. And again, whatever you help give to keep this station going and help us keep bringing you great program will be greatly appreciated. Thank you. And once again, happy birthday to Pastor Bonnet from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Amen.
Hello?
Yes, yes, I'm right here.
Amen. I'm sorry. My mother and my sister had called the other line, and they were singing happy birthday to me. I'm going to see if I can get them a little one more time.
Yeah. You know what? If we sung happy birthday
on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Can you and Emma do what I've just done one more time?
Say one more time.
One more time.
Oh,
one more
yeah.
time. Do it one more time.
One more time.
Okay.
One more time.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Kenny. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! All right.
Thank
now.
You
all right now, who's those lovely angels singing?
That's my mother and my sister. You all are
all
live
right
on the program with us. We're on the Six Eyes Gospel Show. And
amen.
We
amen. God bless everyone.
Amen.
Yes, Mama.
So
how you doing?
Thank you all for calling me. I normally don't answer my calls when I'm on the program, but I said, well, that's my mama. I'm going to answer it today.
We're going to get off, but bless everyone. Continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help coming
yes,
from the
ma'am.
Lord. And why does our help come from the Lord? Because God said he owned the earth and everything in it belongs to him. So since he's the owner, the maker, the creator, we can look to him for the help. God bless everybody, and we thank you. Happy birthday,
amen.
Son. I love you.
Thank
and
you.
We'll speak with you maybe later on.
All right. I'll call y'all after the show.
Well, thank you, Mama.
And everybody else. Love you.
Yes, thank you, Mama. Thank you, sister.
Continue
yes,
to trust God. Yes, it's a pandemic, but God
yes.
is still God.
Yes,
tell
he
us
is.
To turn wholehearted to him, and he will fix it. In Jesus' name. So long, son. I love you. My
birthday
song. I love you.
I love you too, Mom.
And you belong to the Lord. Because the first song, all of y'all belong to the Lord. But that first song
right.
seed belongs to God.
That's right. That's the book. That's the book.
All right. Love that you. Bye-bye.
The book.
Amen. And we love you too.
Amen. Love you too, brother.
Right. Yes, ma'am. And hello,
amen.
Sister.
Amen. All right. So that's the fam from Florida calling me.
All right.
Saying happy birthday. Amen. I tell you, that is a pleasant surprise. to get them to call in right during the show. So that was wonderful. I'm thankful.
Right.
Yes, that is right on time, I tell you. And so, hey, let's go ahead and Missionary Ken, if you'll open us up in a word of prayer, and Sister Ruth, if you'll give us a scripture reading for today, we'll go forward.
Amen.
Come everybody finish. Kept asking what I was going to do today. I said I will let Brother Charles preach, but
maybe next Sunday. You know, I was told to stay in the lane in which I'm good at, and I wouldn't even attempt to do that portion of preaching and how you preach. Nah, I will stick to the portion of what I'm good at. But thank you. Amen.
Well, we all are blessed with individual talents, and God has shown his love and his favor towards us. And we want to just say thank you, Lord, because truly he is a blessing. He blesses his people. And it's just good to know God. It's amazing that so many people say they know God, but the truth of whether they know God or not is really in their behavior.
Yeah.
So they told me a long time ago, when you know better, you do better.
Mm-hmm.
And so if God is the best, he's not the better, he's the best. If you know the best, then you should leave alone all the rest and stick to the best.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another thing. Go ahead, Missionary Ken, if you would, offer up a word of prayer for us on the program today. And Sister Rufus, you come behind him with a scripture reading for today. Thank you.
Amen. Well, Lord Jesus, we come to you, Lord Jesus, humble of heart. And, Lord Jesus, we ask you right now that you would touch, Lord Jesus, each and every heart, each and every life, Lord Jesus, especially that soul who is nearest hell. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to help them reel up the white flag and surrender, saying, I yield, Lord Jesus, knowing that your word says, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, let something we say or do help them to that end, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask you for this program today. We ask you that you would just help us to have a good show, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for Brother Bonnet and his birthday today. Lord Jesus, let him have a good day as we go on through this show, Lord Jesus. And then we ask you, Lord Jesus, for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network for a special blessing, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether it be mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children, we ask the same blessing so they can keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those out there dealing with COVID-19, Lord Jesus, first off, those who have lost someone due to COVID-19, the family and friends, we ask you to touch their hearts, Lord Jesus, and comfort them as only you can. And then, Lord Jesus, for those going through COVID-19, as we speak, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can. And then, Lord Jesus, for situations like we find about the George Floyd incident and things like that, Lord Jesus, that we read about in the newspaper, hear on the radio, see on the television set, Lord Jesus, you got mail, because we need to learn to love our neighbor as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. So we ask all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Okay,
and we're also asking for a speedy recovery. Hold on, Ruthie. We're also asking for a speedy recovery. I don't know. You probably heard of this lady, Pastor Bonnie Kelly Price. She's a gospel singer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we don't exactly know, but according to the news sources, she is supposedly in the hospital with COVID, and supposedly this is the second time that she's had COVID. So again, speedy recovery, because last report, according to the news outlets, Fox and CNN, et cetera, she's on a ventilator. And then there's another story that she's missing. So at any rate, we're praying for a speedy recovery and safe return if it's said, alleged, that she's missing as well. So it's kind of sketchy, but we're just sending out prayers for the Kelly Price family, famous gospel singer, and we want you to get well soon from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Amen. We're praying for a speedy recovery and safe return. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. That's good. Go ahead, Sister Ruth.
Oh, yeah, and Lila Onion is in ICU right now, too, in ACMC. Okay, Psalm 5.
We're praying for her.
Amen. Psalm 5, 1 through 12. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leniency. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield.
Amen.
And just to remind everybody, that is Psalm 5, 1 to 12, which in short is all of Psalm 5.
Psalms 5, 1, 12. Now, is it true that, what is it called? It's called Psalms, and it's another word. Oh my God, what's the word? You spoke about it when y'all was doing the Bible study. So there's Psalms, and then is it divisions or something like that?
Oh, the division of Psalms. Yeah, Psalms have no chapters. They are divisions.
Okay. That's it. Okay.
Yes, the book of Psalms has no chapters. So when you read Psalm 1, that is the first division of Psalms. The second division of Psalm, the third division of Psalm, the fifth division of Psalm, the fifth division of Psalm, Psalms 23, Psalm 35, Psalm 95, Psalm 101, Psalm 145, you know. So these are all.
How many?
They're not. What is it? 151. Missionary Ken.
150. Is the last division of Psalm.
Yeah.
Wow.
150. And the different Psalms are the different points of David's life. David is credited for writing almost all of the Psalms. I think it's the last, maybe the last seven or eight, they said, might be additional writer towards it. Nevertheless, these are songs that David ended up writing during his time as a shepherd boy, during his time as a musician for Saul, during his time as a warrior, during his time as a king. So different phases of his life. No particular order. These are songs that David sung because David was a musician as well.
So is there any particular reason why they decided to do just that particular section of the Bible like that? Any particular reason?
Well, David is the king that is considered a king. The Bible declares him to be a king or a man after God's heart. It would be, David was the second king of Israel, the first king being Saul. The first king is the king that they begged for. The second king is who God gave them. The point of them receiving a king was due to them wanting to be like everybody else. God was their king, and they wanted a king to see. And so they went from having judges to having kings. And so when we see what happened with King David, we see this in this particular book. We see it in the book of Chronicles. We read part of his life there in First King. And so we see the different things because he was a king of Israel. As God was still showing himself to Israel, as he was still protecting Israel, we see the course of events, so the things that happened during that time period.
Okay. Okay. Amen. Well, thanks for that clarification. And once again, you are enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Gospel Show. We are here every Sunday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, where you get your praise on without leaving the house. It's getting cold outside, so make sure you get ready to get your car winterized if you're in the cold climate of weather. Make sure you get your furnace checked by a proper technician, not your neighbor, your cousin that thinks they know what they're doing, but get your furnace serviced by a certified technician. We want you to be safe here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. And you can call 424-243-9617. Hello to my family, friends, and fans. Mama Six Eyes, hello. Amen.
Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road.
And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network.
What is the church? Is the church a building? Is the church a pastor? Or the staff? Is the church the music? The tradition? Or the ministries? These are all good things, but they are not the church. Take them away, and the church is still here. Why? Because you are still here. The church is you. The church is you with a purpose. The church is you on a mission. The church is you with a plan. A simple plan to plug into God at a weekend service. To charge up in a small group community. To live out using your gifts and passions. And to pass on your faith to those who do not know Christ. When you and I live like this, all the things we used to do in church become things we do as the church. God desires it. The world needs it. And we are called to be it. What is the church? The church is you.
The favor of God stops your being manipulated by the circumstances. People say, well, under the circumstances, so-and-so. Well, what are you doing under the circumstances? With the favor of God, you're supposed to be on top of the circumstances. Stop being manipulated by circumstances. Stop worrying about the unknown. Some of you are young and you're worried about the unknown. Stop it. If you have favor with God, it will be well with you. It will be well with your children. It will be well with all you put your hands to, because the favor of God is already in the future, working out the future. Things you don't even know are about to happen. God has already straightened them out in your behalf, because you and you and you are favored of God.
Let's take it back. Oh, 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 yeah. The heaven. Worth fighting for, and I'll be faithful. for my wife and children, because my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not my home, but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory, and my new home is worth fighting for. Till I see it, I'll shout out, hallelujah, here, hallelujah, life with you is worth fighting. All heaven sees is heaven earth. There is so much more still worth.
You got to know it's gonna happen, though it seems it won't be. But God said this one's on me. I know it's hard to see, but God said this one's on me. But God said, sometimes it's hard to see, but oh, God said, hold me.
it's gonna happen. Oh, I see it.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Hey, Pastor Bonnet. We got someone here who wants to say happy birthday to you.
There's something about waiting we don't like. We naturally become impatient because we're living in a world where not only do we want it now, we can have it now. That's not the way it is with God. Do you value God's choice enough to wait?
All right. Do you value God's choice enough to wait? Missionary Ken, you said someone wanted to say happy birthday. Well, come on.
Hello, Dad. Happy birthday, dear.
Hey, how you doing, Sister Emily? God bless you.
I'm taking some cats for a little ride because I slid the smaller carrier in the stroller that I usually push dolls around in for my protection, and I'm taking them out for a little walk today.
Well, all right. You make sure you stay safe, and if you go on walking, you probably don't have your boot on like you're supposed to, but we're going to tell you to take it easy anyhow.
Well, Dad, as far as the boot goes, I did get permission to come out of it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm careful with it anyway. I don't want you and Mama coming up there from Tennessee giving me a whooping.
Yeah. I told you, I know how to email a whooping. Amen. All right. Our next artist coming is Kiki.
And here's Missionary Wolfgang again.
All right, bring it on, Pastor Bonnet.
Remember my mother told me, I want to do right now that reminds me of my grandmother, and you've heard me tell my story how she prayed me through. When I got saved, when I got delivered from drugs and alcohol, my grandmother, she told me, she said, there's a song I want you to learn, and when you come back to my church, I want you to sing it.
If it had not been for the
Tell me. it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have. Tell them never could have made
till at last she never
Don't know the cost of the oil. Amen. That's a story about a woman that lived in prostitution, and God, Christ healed her and restored her. And so when she saw him, she took precious ointment, oil. They said the oil was about a year's wage. It was definitely valued to the point where when the other disciples saw her using the oil, they mentioned that this oil could have been sold. Money from it could have been used to feed the poor. But when God becomes your everything, and when you realize that the gift of salvation that he gives is worth your everything. it's worth you giving your all, your very, very best. And that's what she did. She not only gave her very best, but she dried his feet with the hairs from her head. That means he was worth her everything. How much is God worth to you? Amen. Once again, you're tuned in to the Six Eyes Gospel Show. We have some good music. Amen. Thank God for CC Winer there, with the Alabaster Box. Amen. Wonderful song, wonderful singer. I love the type of music that she produces. It is always there to the soul. When you listen to it, you feel like she carries you into the atmosphere of worship and praise. And so you enjoy her music because you can see it's one from true fellowship. Amen. Amen. Got a question for somebody today. We're not going to assume that everyone that's listening to this is a follower of Christ or believer of God. We're not going to make that assumption at this point. So we're going to start off with this question. Do you know? That's the thought. Do you know? What do you know? Well, we, the Church of God in Christ, we have an affirmation of faith which states what we know. But before I read that, do you know if what you thought wasn't true, would you really like to know it? You'll be amazed how many people in the world today that are trying to force themselves to believe something because they don't want to believe something else. So they're trying to force themselves to believe this over here rather than believe the overwhelming, compelling evidence of what they already know. So if what you thought wasn't true, would you like to know it? I know I would. I know I would. If I thought I had a full tank of gas, I am thankful for that little light that lights up to let me know, you're about to run out of gas. I'm so grateful for the light that light up and beats at me and let me know that, no, this tank is not full. And if you don't gas up soon, we will be dead in the water. We're going to be unmovable. Or you will be playing the Flintstone, mister. You will be pushing with your feet, trying to get where you're going. So that's a question I'm asking today. If what you thought wasn't true, would you like to know it? If no, change the station. You don't turn it down. You don't enjoy the music. You can stop right here. But if your answer is yes, I encourage you to keep listening. I'm going to share some things that's going to bless you. Now, being an ordained elder of the Church of God in Christ, we have an affirmation that we teach those that we're teaching, and that is something that they must affirm by faith. To know this to be true, to stand on it as a principle guideline. If we believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible written word of God, that's what we believe. We believe there's only one God eternally existed in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's what we believe. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at his return. That's what we believe. We believe there is only that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance and the faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's what we believe. We believe that the regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemption work of Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body and an answer to the believing prayer. We believe that the baptism of the Holy Ghost, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for him. That's what we believe. If you ask him, you'll get it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian, as the believer of Christ, is enabled to live a holy and separate life in this present world. Amen. That means we all agree. But everybody don't agree. Questions today on the Do You Know is, do you know that you have a eternal soul? Do you know? It's true. Everyone does. Do you believe in life after death? Do you believe it? Many people don't. Some people do. But what about, I'm making this personal today. I'm talking to one specific individual. Yes, I'm talking to you, ma'am. I'm talking to you, sir. Does it matter where you are at this point in your life? I'm speaking to you. Do you believe there's life after death? Well, I do. I believe it. I believe it because we believe the Bible to be the only written and infallible word of God. So I do. The final destination of your soul can only be made while you're alive. The final destination. In other words, we believe in the eternal soul. We believe there's something after from the flesh in this life. We believe that you are a spirit being that have a soul. And you live in a flesh suit that gives you power to operate within this present world. But because of sin, we believe that you're going to go through a physical death, which is a separation of your flesh from this, from your spiritual being. And you, a living soul, who have the breath of God within you, going to have to make a decision to join him or to be separated from him for all eternity. That would be no-brainer if you can make that decision after this life. But you don't have to after this life. The Bible says over in Hebrews, tell us, it's appointed to man to die once, and after death, the judgment. So since after death comes judgment, that means how you live in this life matters. So, do you believe in life after death? I do. The final destination of your soul can be made, can be only made while you are alive. That means if you die in sin, you wake up in sin. Yeah. If you die rejecting God, you wake up in that same rejection of what he offers. Have you made that choice yet? Because you can only make it while you're alive. And since none of us truly knows how much time we have to live, it's most important that we don't put off tomorrow what needs to be done today. Have you made that decision? I have. I have made a decision to make Christ my Lord and Savior. Only God the Father can give entry into the kingdom of heaven. So that begs a question I need to insert here. If there's life after death, and the only two options are heaven and hell, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? See, it begs the question, if what you were believing isn't true, wouldn't you want to know it? A lot of people don't want to believe in an eternal hell. But if you ask them, if they died tonight, where would they go? Many people would like to say, I'd like to go to heaven. I would like to believe I'm going to heaven. And they begin to tell you their reasons why. So allow me to put a pin mark here for you at a what I want to call a station of identification. Answer is anything other than I have received Christ, redemption blood for the pardon of my sins, then your eternal destination. Notice I didn't say resting place. Your eternal destination will not be in heaven with God. It will not be in what you some think that still exists, purgatory, paradise, where you can get right, keep trying to get right till you get right. You know, the opportunity to keep trying to get right and to be right is to accept right now, and that is Jesus Christ. So only the Father God, can give entry to the kingdom of heaven. Jesus stated in the book of John, in the New Testament, there's one book called John, St. John. There's other books of John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, but we're talking about the gospel book of John, chapter 6, verse 14. Christ made this a statement to all of those that think he was just a good speaker, to all those that think that he was an enlightened being or whatever you may classify him as. He told us plainly, I am the way. Now, this is written in the Greek. And what makes that important to us is the Greek has what's called a definite article. So when you see the word a, it can apply to many or plural. But when you see the word the, T-H-E, it applies to one. So here, the definite article of the word the. I am the way. That means he voids out, he voids everyone that says you can get to heaven this way or that way. If it's any other direction, no matter how good it sounds, no matter what deeds are being done, from what he just said, there's no, none, zero other way. Brother Preacher, that seemed kind of dogmatic. But what about all of these other religions? And that's where the error is. When we read the Bible, we think that we're reading a religious book. And really and truly, we made it religious. But really, it's relational. Notice how in olden times, if you wanted to know somebody's family tree, and there was a Bible on their big Bible on their coffee table, you can open up to the front and you can see who married who and when they got married. And you can see who was born. Why? Because they wrote it within the beginning pages, so that the family information would be passed down from generation to generation. When we read the sacred scriptures, these men and women that had an interacting with God Almighty, led by the Holy Spirit, was led to write down their events, their experiences. And what the beauty of it is, none of them compromised the other. They maintain in the same cohesiveness one after the other. And so therefore, we see the uniqueness of the Bible. But back to my statement, John chapter 6, verse 14. John records Christ saying here, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So when you're trying to find the way in life and the truth about life and want to have life, he says, that's me. I be life. I be the truth. I be the way. I know that sounds kind of broken English just so, but he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through. This allows us to understand, simply put, Jesus Christ is the only way to have eternal life with God the Father. Have you chosen, have you truly chosen him? This can be for those that call themselves believers too, or Christians as well. Have you truly chosen him? Now, I'm not your judge, not trying to be. Just want to bring it to your attention. Because if you truly chose God, what are you doing with the life that he's given? Well, I've truly chosen him. I have. I answered for myself. I have found in this life many people have all kinds of understanding about life and death. But what if that understanding is a misunderstanding? I know I heard people say, well, you may say Jehovah, they may say Yahweh, or they may say this or that, they may mean the same thing. Well, if I say I'm going to live in Africa and you say you're going to live in Spain, the only relative thing that they have is they both are on the planet Earth. They are not the same. So many people have a misunderstanding, and that misunderstanding is the thing that they're standing on that's not true. There's a game called Monopoly. Monopoly is a game about buying and selling of property. And in Monopoly, you have what's called Monopoly money. And the goal of the game is to gain more money, more properties than your opponent. And when they land on your property, to make them pay for landing on your property, thereby getting you more money. And I don't care, you could be the king of Monopoly, but I dare you to take that Monopoly money and go to your local grocery store. You can't spend it. Because, see, that Monopoly money was only good in the game. And sometimes what you're saying, it may sound good, but it's only good in that small neighborhood. It's only good in that atmosphere. It's only good in that arena. But what about this real world called life? Can you use it? Can it truly be beneficial? So we must hold on to things that are truly beneficial. When we read the Word of God, we find out how to have a relationship with God. We find out that God wants to have a relationship with us. We find out that God gives us wisdom through His Word. He gives us knowledge and information through His Word. And these things bring us true authority, which He gave to us from the beginning. So, yes, it is possible to believe and even have strong feelings about a matter and still be completely and totally wrong about it. What if your strong feelings about God or eternity are wrong? Truly want to know the truth. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I know for me, if I was wrong, I would want someone to show me that I'm wrong. I would want someone to teach me the truth. I don't want, if all I had was one opportunity, I don't want to waste it. I don't want to live a life wasting the life when I could have better. The Bible is a book of truth. Jesus Christ was recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21, saying, "Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Verse 22, "Many will say unto me in that day," what day? That day of judgment, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?" Verse 23. "And then I will declare to him, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Wow. That's from the New Living King James. The New King James Version. Wow. Jesus is Lord. And on that great day of judgment, what will he say concerning you. That's personal now. Personally, I want to hear him say to me the words, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Jesus tells this parable about the kingdom of heaven in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. I'm going to say it again. It's worth reading. Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. It's something you want to read because you want to make sure that you don't hear, depart from me, but that you do hear, well done. Amen. We're not saved because of good works. Wow. Many people think, you know, and they put emphasis, you got to do this, you got to do that, got to. What you got to do, what you got to do is, and what you must do is the work that he made your life to do. You can't be me. There's only one me. That's why when my son got my name, I put Junior on it, because there's only one me. We're not saved because of good works. It is by grace alone that we can be saved from the judgment of eternal damnation. The word saved, what are you saved from? I'm saved from the day of judgment, that condemnation, to be judged and condemned to an eternal damnation. However, we are saved so that we can do good works. Yes. We are saved so we are no longer bound by the chains of sin that shackles us. So we do good works while we're here on the earth. Yes, we, by the grace of God, can do and fulfill his original plan according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 6. Adam gave up the right, but Christ came and reclaimed it. And you and I can both, can all walk in that authority because of the work of Christ, because of his finished work. Well, you heard me use the phrase, we're not saved because of good works, but we are saved to do good works. I guess the question now is, what is good works then? You know, and we could probably list a lot of things. Is good works feeding the poor? Is good works helping somebody pay their bills? Is good works preaching the gospel? Is good works this? Is good works that? What are good works? What is it? Brother preacher, what do you mean when you use that terminology? Good works. I'm so glad that you asked. Good works are really the works of God. Brother preacher, now you just made it more complicated. You know, if we didn't understand good works, now you said the works of God. Come on, preacher. You're supposed to be helping us. Well, hold on. Let me finish. So then what is the work of God? This is answered by Christ in St. John chapter 6, verse 29. A lot of times when you want to know something, since Jesus said, I'm the way, since he made that decree, and we're saying to you, you're saved to do good works, what are good works? Well, best to go to the person that say, hey, I'm the boss here. This is the assignment. Let's go and find out what the assignment is. Let's get some more clarity so that what we think won't be wrong, because he told us. It's so amazing how many times my kids growing up at different times, they would do something and I would say, I'll fuss at them about it. And they said, well, I just, no, what did I say? But I thought, but no, what did I say? And after they finish dancing around the issue, the bottom line is, it's not what you thought I said. It's not what you thought I needed, not what you thought I was reacting, but what did I say? So Jesus answered a question in John chapter 6, verse 29. Jesus answered and said unto him, this is the work of God. So now we have clarity. So there's no misunderstanding that we're talking about something else. He said, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom sent me. You believe in him. Come on. So if you jump down, we're still in chapter 6. Verse 40 says, and this is the will of him who sent me, that anyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Wow, that's some good news there. So with the pandemic that's going worldwide, if we fall to it, he will raise us up in the last day. We just must fight the good fight of faith. We must hold on. We must not forfeit what he's given us, because no one is powerful enough to take him from us. No one is powerful enough to take us from him. So we must maintain our confession. Hold fast to the confession of your faith. I know that you're saying that, but everyone dies, right? How are you going to give me everlasting life? Well, today I tell you that Christ rose up from the grave and overcame death. He now has power over both life and death. This is what Christ said, I am the resurrection. That resurrection is not reincarnation. So let me clear that out of your mind. That's not you coming back as somebody else. No, that you being you, conscious mind and thought, being risen. See, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. What? Did you read that right? Yes. Let me repeat it. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes, am the resurrection and the life. Glory to God. Glory to God. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whosoever live and believe in me shall never die. John chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. New King James. So let me conclude this. My time is up for today. 1 Peter chapter 1. Yeah, I guess I'll go ahead and read it all. Starting at the third verse. Blessed be God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in the heavens for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved with various trials, that the generosity of your faith, being much more precious than gold, than by fire. Oh, that's what I want to comment on. We know that fire is the thing that burns up. When you have a fireplace, you put wood in there. No matter how good the wood is or what brand the wood is, it burns it up. It consumes, it turns it to dust. It cannot be reversed. And in life, we find out that precious stones, like diamonds, precious stones, well, they endure the fire. And the only thing that the fire does is burn off the impurities of it, but the stones still remain. The gold, as the fire is applied, it burns off the impurities that the gold may remain. There's something within you and I as individuals, and that is the breath of God. But sin have brought impurities all around us. And because of that sin, God has to allow trials to try us, to try us in the fire of life. And it seems like things are burning up around you, but all that's really happening is the impurities of life are being burned away. Because the word of God is there to purify our hearts, our mind, and our soul. There's none like it. There's none like the word of God. So, the scripture tells us, therefore, gird up your loins and your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at that revelation of Christ as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. The gift of the Holy Spirit is the only way we can be holy. Do you have the Holy Spirit living in you? I do. And so can you. All you have to do is receive Christ. And you too can be filled with the Holy Spirit, who gives you power to live an abundant life in this present world. Hey, I love you with the love of Christ. Thank you for listening today. Once again, to all those that have sent out your well wishes and your happy birthday salutation, thank you so very much. It is a privilege and an honor always to come before you and to share truth with you. Now may God keep you in his will, in his perfect will. Humble yourself before him. Serve him with your whole heart and watch your life be amazingly different. And no matter what comes, when you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, it may be formed, may come out, but it would not have its full intent when you know you are covered by Almighty God. You can walk up with your head high, not stuck up in the sky, but you can hold up your head because you don't have nothing to be ashamed of. That's our hope in God. This is the truth. Live by it. Watch God do something different for you. And once again, you wanted to know. God bless you. God keep you. Brother Charles, Missionary Ken, one of you guys, come on forward. Take us further in our fellowship time. Amen.
All right. Want to let you know you got a good messenger, Pastor Bonnet, but you were talking about Monopoly money and stuff. There's one place Monopoly money, even in the game of Monopoly, doesn't work.
Talk about it.
In the game of Braille Monopoly.
For real?
Yep. There. Did you know there's an actual version of Monopoly? It's called Braille Monopoly. It's the same game, but they've designed it for us blind guys.
Well, what y'all do for money?
The money is actually it's almost like a cardboard because they're thicker and they got Braille on them. So the money that you use would not be used.
Okay. I got what you're saying.
See, so that, yeah, even though we got money for ours, just like your game, but ours is different. Because
yeah.
They got the Braille markings on it.
I thought you were going to say the card that says, go directly to jail, do not pass go, do not collect $200.
Yep, that, we got all those cards too. We got those in Braille.
Yeah,
all of the title deeds, they're in Braille.
Oh wow, that's
yep.
Amazing.
And they're also larger print for those who have low vision.
Okay, now I know.
So yep. Your sighted money would not work in a Braille Monopoly game.
No, it definitely would not.
So what about the pieces? What about the pieces, the thimbles and the hotels and stuff like that? What the houses, what are those made out of?
Okay, those are made exactly as the originals in regular Monopoly. They're made the same. The pieces that, you know, the men that go around the board, like the car, the boat, those are all still the same. The only difference, like I said, is first the board itself has got raised markings around each of the properties, and then they're marked in Braille, and then, of course, the title deeds for each of the properties and the railroads and utilities, they're marked, they got those in large, they're large cards marked in Braille. Then the money is brailled, and then the cards, like the chance cards and the other cards, they're done up in Braille in large print.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only difference. It's designed for blind people.
Do you still roll dice?
Yep, you do have dice, but they're a little different from your ordinary dice. These are designed with raised dots. So you can feel what number you rolled.
Okay, so the dots represent. So that's still normal.
Yeah, they're the same kind of. The dots are raised just like regular dice, but they're raised dots instead of indented into the dice.
Now, I'm not a gambler, but isn't dice sunken? And the dots are sunken in dice?
Yeah, that's how the dots on normal dice are. The dots are indented slightly, but they're so lightly indented you can't feel them. But for a Monopoly game that's for blind people, there's a raised outside ridge, and then the inner part where the dots are is sunk in a little bit, and then the dots are raised so you could feel the dots.
I think crap people would love that.
Well, I guess y'all can go to Vegas. No, I'm just teasing.
You know, if I go to Vegas, the only thing I'm going to use and do is these slots. Because I told you when I went to Black Bear.
I went to Black Bear.
Listen, when I went to Black Bear, they, you know, the slots. And that's
I stayed at the slots.
Listen,
I'm gonna pay my mortgage.
Well, look, I was in Black Bear because you know when my brother passed away, my mother and father took us to Duluth, Minnesota. You know,
I thought
to get away.
Like a snowy lodge, a lodge or something like.
Black Bear is a casino.
Okay.
And when I tell you I went there, I was literally looking for quarters on the floor. I was checking the slot machines, seeing if somebody left some coins there. I mean, that stuff get addictive.
That's the bad part about it. That's the bad part about it is people get addicted to chance because they have what's called misguided faith. And we'll talk about that another day. What makes gambling wrong? We'll talk about that another day. Hey,
but anyway,
all right.
I've got, like I mentioned last week, I've got a story about two humble jobs for both Pastor Bonnet and Six.
Okay.
Two humble jobs. We'll start with Pastor Bonnet, okay? Now, you've seen out kind of westish there, Illinois in Indiana, where they race on the farms. They get to bragging about the size of their corn, you know, like, oh, we got 7-inch ears, or well, I got 12-inch ears, and they're bragging about how big their ears of corn is.
Okay.
But then you've got these restaurants that have these little sidebars where they have the little baby corn and all this kind of thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Pastor Bonnet's the one that goes and raises the little baby corn. Here's my crop.
That's right.
It's yellow, it's decorative, it's so cute.
Yay! And I can bite it all at one time.
Right. Now, Six, his humble job is this. He wants to be a worm rancher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he wants to be a worm rancher. He grew up, he wanted to be a worm boy. He wanted to wear the hat and chaps and the boots, go on those great worm roundups, where live in Texas and send his herd of worms, you know, herd them up and go on to the railhead, send them back east to us folks that didn't have any worms, you know, rolling, 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 keep those crawlers rolling, rawhide. Whoosh, whoosh. Problem is, it'd take a small horse, Six.
Oh, honey, you're so funny.
Hey, you're on your way. You're going to kill him with stuff like that. Now, for the listeners, these are regular chaps and not the prince chaps, okay? I'm just going to make that clear. Amen.
Yeah, so Six wants to be a worm boy.
Amen.
Man, all I know is he's going to make good money around the fishing route. So, I mean,
that's right.
Man, there's so much stock in worms. Do you know that Walmart actually carry worms in the store, live worms in the store? Yeah,
wow.
You find it in the refrigerator. Not the refrigerator section, but in the refrigerator. Down by 40.
Get your worms at Walmart. Going fishing? Get your worms at Walmart. Live 50 couple at Walmart.
Yep.
Wow.
Some of them carry cricket too. Can you
imagine
that?
Yeah. Speaking of crickets, do you know why they rub their legs together like that?
If your leg itches, I guess you'll scratch it too. I don't know.
No, that is their mating call.
So every time we, that's a whole lot of mating going on.
Yes, it is. The cricket population, the cricket population overtakes the human population. You got it's a documentary on cricket. And they talk about how crickets are swarmed. You got people that eat crickets for protein, all types of stuff. And Alexa, she'll give you a good history on crickets as well. Now, the only thing I don't remember seeing when I could see a cicada bug, I've never remember seeing one of those. That's those bugs that kind of like, you get that, you know, kind of like a chirpy sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you can hear, if you stay by a lake or something in the evening time, if the sun starts cooling down, man, you can hear them crickets up until nightfall. You can hear them crickets just making a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're thinking it's going to turn out tonight. And my wife was watching a program because crickets are similar to shape-wise, like locusts. Can you hear me? They're like locusts.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me? And they had a locust farm. This lady had, she was raising them up, live locusts. I don't know what name of the show was, but I woke up and she was watching it. And I was like, what is this? And man, them things, she started feeding them real blood. And, man, they got out and got on the goat and literally consumed that thing. I was like, oh, my Lord. That was a sight to see. I was like, uh-uh.
That's
something.
Yeah. Well, next week I'm going to tell you all about the humble inventor.
Hey, you know what, Pastor Bonnet? We need to give him a we're gonna give him a shirt that says getting sued because he's been cutting us both off to death.
Well, when you're sharp, you're sharp. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take him to radio night school. Proper etiquette of not cutting off the said speaker. So we'll be going to class for him.
Well, I got a first aid kit over here, so.
Amen.
God bless you.
So if you can open up the 216 mic, open that up.
Okay. That second one, okay. Yeah, second here, that second. Yes. The board went down, so hold on. Let me reopen it. Open it. All right. There we go.
All right. We are here. Yes, yeah, so his new name is Ginsu. Wolfgang Ginsu. So I have a guest on the line. Trina, say hello.
Hi.
Anybody?
Hi.
Hi. How are you? Can you hear me?
Good evening. Good afternoon.
Can you hear you loud and clear?
Everybody say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
And it sounds like
how are you doing,
Princess, on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
That was
hey. All right.
How you doing, lady?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
All right.
That
we got
good.
got Nikhil Princess is on the line. So she, somebody's going to sing happy birthday to you.
Did y'all enjoy the message?
Yes.
I did.
That's good. That's good. Was it informational for you? Did you was there anything particularly that stood out to you? If you don't mind me asking.
I enjoyed the fact that you are coming from the Word. I am a believer, so I do believe in life after death. So I've been taught that before. So what you were saying hit home because I already know it. So it was a reminder.
Amen. All right, all right.
Oh, this is Katrina. I'm sorry.
You say Katrina?
Uh-huh.
You tore up something down there in Louisiana, didn't you? I think, good Lord. You going to let them folks rebuild?
No, I was actually here before the storm. I was here before the storm. I was here before. She just happened to come up in the name, Paul.
Yeah. You tore up something down there. They got on your nerves because you just tore up everything. And we ain't going to make you mad. We're going to keep you on the happy side.
That's a good day.
All right. Princess Nikhil, how you doing?
Good afternoon, and I am amazing.
Whenever you hear about people celebrating their birthday, I've been that all month. Because, you know, I told them once I crossed over 50, I celebrate the whole month. Today, my
well, I'm not here yet, so.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'm not there yet.
That's all right. You know, some of y'all sisters,
I'm
y'all like 24
plus wisdom.
I hear you. 24 plus one.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
I ain't gonna mess with that one for right now. I will bother that off the air. I won't bother that on the air.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, because this is family radio. I you know, I don't.
Yeah, and I know how to use mics too.
Don't nobody want to get beat up on the radio, so you know. I mean, you know.
No, I think Charles already did it. No.
You talking about Ginsu, Wolfgang Ginsu? Where you at, Ginsu? We don't get quiet now.
Thank you so much.
Where you at, Wolfgang?
Nap. Well, y'all,
I'm right here just taking a nap.
You out in the garage? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Well, this is my birthday. Let me open up a couple presents. I'm cutting in. Let me open up a couple presents.
Yeah, go. Go on ahead.
For the church, Evangelist Ingram, I have been asking her. She makes to me probably what I consider the world's best dressing.
Okay.
Dressing, we know dressing. A lot of people when they hear dressing, they think stovetop. But Southern cooking. Good dressing is dressing that you'll eat by itself with nothing else. I mean, that's when you know it's show enough good dressing, when you don't need no turkey, you don't need no ham to enjoy just the dressing. That means the dressing is show enough good. Well, I got me a pan of that. That's right. Don't need no cranberry sauce, although I'm going to get that too, because I love cranberry on my dressing. So I got that. I got a card with some money. Got another card telling me enjoy my food. I'm looking at some clothes here. Lord knows I don't need no more clothes, but he has blessed me. Oh, some designer undergarments. Okay, praise the Lord.
All right, First Lady, watch out, man.
And some more. I at first I thought it was a coffee cup, but it's not a coffee cup. It's ramen noodles. Everybody know I love noodles. And so I got a pajama set with some ramen noodles. Yeah, it says caution hot. So the whole pan says caution hot. I'll be sure to wear those to bed tonight. But anyway,
Let me say this for the record. So it's safe to say Motivation and Money will be a repeat, because after this broadcast, they're going to be tied up. Amen.
Oh, man. So those are nice.
Hot ramen noodles, pajamas.
Do they heat up
and
change
colors? And I don't know. I may. But anyway, and a nice little watch. So somebody heard me. Got me a nice watch. Another nice watch. Amen. Black band, black yellow band.
You know.
And I'm opening up a few more things. I got me some smell good candles. I got me some smell good body works.
There you go.
Another card. I got me another designer cross to wear.
Okay.
Because everybody knew that I wear my cross, my sacred cross, we wear in my pocket. So this one I can wear out.
Okay.
Some smell good cologne. Oh, smell good everything. The soap, the hand, the body. Most smell good. And okay. I'm being told to read the card. This birthday card comes to tell you what a kind, caring, wonderful dad you are. And inside this card is another card that says, thanks for all your love and support. And inside this card, I mean, got to open up it again, is a big old heart lift. And if a cat, got to be my youngest son, tiny but heartfelt hug, because he a cat lover. All of the dog lovers, he got a cat. Amen. Him and Emily would be good for you. Him and Emily would be real good friends. Amen. I got one says to my guy on his birthday. You always been a simple guy with very simple needs. You need a mower for your grass, a whacker for your weeds. You need your DVD remote. You need your ice cold soda. They marked out brew, because I don't know. You need to belch from time to time. Most manly husbands do. Got a And all of these got, each one of these little phrases got pictures. Got a dog mowing the yard, a dog using a weed whacker, got a dog sitting down with his feet propped up, watching TV with popcorn. That's where I want me some popcorn. Popcorn with the remote in his hand. You got another dog. He eating some chicken. Yes, Lord. That okay. Chicken is king. You need a little R&R to get you through the day. He's on a hammock. You need to never ask direction when you lose your way. There's a cactus. your needs are pretty simple, but today have one more. You need to know that you're the man I always will adore. That's so sweet. And she's on her dog, on the sofa. Happy birthday, love, Mrs. Lakeisha Bonnet. I love it.
That's beautiful.
And then a couple more cards I didn't read. I read those because he said read them. So I guess he just come take over my program.
Well deserved.
Man,
well,
this some good stuff. This smell like body, man.
Yeah, this smell good, doesn't it?
Man, I ain't never had a candle that you want to take it and rub on you. The candle smell like my body, because I got a lot of good cologne. But the candles, I promise you, this candle smell so good. I want it. If it wasn't in the jar, I'd take it out and rub it on me.
Well, next time I'll give you the lotion.
Pass the button, I'll talk to you off air.
Next time I'll give you the lotion.
Okay, well, listen, man, this sounds good.
Yeah, lotion right now. I'm going to give you the lotion on this.
Mahogany. What that?
Tech
wood, okay. Is that tech? T-E-A-K wood. Okay. Now, well, whoever made this, White Barns. Okay, but all I know is, okay, it's made with essential oil. That's why it smells so good. Man, this smells good.
Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
It's pronounced teak. Mahogany teak wood.
Thank you. See, I knew that he was telling me. Thank you. See, that's why I spelled it. I thought I was going to have some help out there. He said it's pronounced teak. Mm. Teak wood. Nah. But listen, y'all still got it for me. That's good. And my other gifts are I'm in the golf for my older son. I got my golf pad so I can do the putting. And then I got the big thing that goes outside so I can practice full swing going into the net and all of that.
Now, did you get the invitation to tee off with Tiger Woods?
Mm, that would just be a treat just to hang out with it. Mm.
Yeah. It was a documentary. I forget how much they said that he pays his caddy, but they said that he pays his caddy enough that all he has to do is just do that.
Yeah, his caddy, while he was in commission, his caddy made a few years more than some of the people on tour.
Wow. And I think he had it set up like when he had those watch deals. I think his caddy got a watch too. It was something like that.
His caddy got a whole lot of love. This is nice.
Okay.
This teak wood.
No, that's
marble. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What?
Papa Six Eyes is on the balcony saying happy birthday, but I can't open up the door because he'll fly away.
Okay. If you don't want him to fly away, you make sure you tell Mama Six I said hello, and she know I love her and always good to hear from her.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm just thankful. This was our men's Sunday, and I had men dressed up in blue or some variation of blue. So I'm cheating some blue slacks with my, we call them, there's another name for these brown, but the brown shoes I got on, blue shirt. I have my black tweed. I have my brown tweed jacket on.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Solid blue.
Pastor Bonnet. It wouldn't be without. Before we get off of here, if Ruthie and I didn't sing Happy Birthday, it wouldn't be right. you know that's coming.
Yeah, Sister Ruth is more than welcome to sing Happy Birthday to me. Well, you know, if it's all right with her husband, because I ain't starting no trouble. We ain't trying to break no home. So, you know, if that's what they want.
And if Kenny wants to sing with me.
Did you hear that, Ruth? He said, Pastor Bonnet said, go back to the show. Pastor Bonnet said that he would like Ruth to sing Happy Birthday. He didn't.
Oh my!
You don't believe me? Go back and listen to it.
I like Sister Lee's voice because she got that teacher's voice, you know, that elementary teacher's voice that went, you know, the only reason why all the little hyperactive boys sat down. And because she said she's going to read a story, and they just love the sound of her voice. So, you know, when I hear Sister Ruth, she reminds me back in those days, take me back into those days. So you just want to sit there and just listen to them talk. they have such a pleasant voice.
Amen.
This is a nice little gold. Silver, excuse me. This is a nice little silver.
She doesn't do the pepper trap yet.
Uh-oh. We may have to just repeat the pepper trap.
The pepper trap.
Yeah. What we call the pepper trap is our bloodhound of scripture, and is when they give us a scripture to search out to find out where it is that's in the Bible. And so on last week, Sister Ruth gave us part of a scripture, and it was our job to find out where is it in the Bible. So come on, Sister Ruth. Help us again.
Love Talk Radio.
Yeah?
There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours. Thank you for using
Love Talk
Radio. Goodbye.
It picked somebody out.
You're here, Ruth. Go on. Somebody's calling.
Okay, what happened was my other phone went out, so I'm listening on my cell phone, if that's okay.
You're fine, Ruth. Go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead.
All right, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Pastor Bonnet, happy birthday to you, and many more. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He died.
Yeah, I like it. I love it. Mind me, there was a season in my life where we was living on Spring Park in Spring Park apartment, and my mom's car went down, and we wasn't able to go to our local church, which was well from town. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, but we need to fix that. People on Android, y'all got to fix that.
That's what they got to do? Well, they do that by hanging up on the iPhone user.
Okay, Ruth, if it's after hours, you can't call back in.
Yeah, they ain't gonna let us do it.
Yeah,
that's all right. But nevertheless,
Yeah, my phone is dying on the other phone. I was trying to use myself.
Amen. Ruth? Amen.
Oh, wait a minute. He's going to give me his phone. Okay.
Amen.
If you give me your phone, I'll do the bloodhound.
Here you go.
Thank you. It's just our phones are getting old.
Ruth?
Hang that one up.
I will.
Here, come on.
Go ahead and close the other one.
Go,
Rat. Okay, now I'm ready. Okay, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. I don't know if you guys heard that.
Yeah.
Okay. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. I think you guys know.
Well, I think I said earlier, it sounds like a proverb.
It is.
And so, it is definitely a proverb given to us by the wise King Solomon.
This one went out too.
What's so cool?
And
okay.
So, 2 decades will be 20.
Yep.
And we're going we can start right there.
Yep. I knew he'd get it.
He always does. Okay, I'm going to cross that one off now. Let me flip to the other one.
Mine's orange.
All right.
Okay, I'm getting over to the other one. You'll like the other one.
Considering it's a little long. So here we go. This is the long one. Let's see, is this the one that works? The other one doesn't work. I guess it's the one that's working, right? Hello.
Ruth, put the phones on charge. They have time to charge.
Yeah, I'm going to have to charge it for 7 hours. Now it's off, too.
Amen.
Are they both off?
No, you could hear him. Go on.
Okay. This one is, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines, oh dear, have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified.
Okay, one more time.
That's a longie. Yep. Okay, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines, have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. That's a longie. That one Kenny come up with. I thought that was pretty cool. Okay, honey.
All right, so that particular one, is we have to find that by next Sunday. That's our Bloodhound of Scripture. Amen. Well, that about does it for this episode of the Six Eyes Radio Gospel Show. We are here each and every Sunday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, where you get to praise them without leaving the house, the Six Eyes Radio Network. We want to thank our new listeners. We want to thank our new callers. We want to thank our new countries that we have gotten, our old countries, our faithful listeners, our new listeners. We want to thank you. And make sure you subscribe to the Six Eyes Radio podcast, available on Apple Music. All right. And you can check out all the episodes. We're also on iHeartRadio. We're on Spreaker and Stitcher, the Six Eyes Radio Network, and TuneIn, Six Eyes Radio. God bless. Once again, happy birthday, Pastor Bonnet. Anybody else got any last things before we get out of here?
Amen. Anybody?
Amen.
Anybody want a scotch?
All right, I guess not. All right.
Enjoy your birthday.
All right. Dollar sign, Pastor Bonnet.
Oh, say it again.
I said enjoy your birthday.
To those that want to send me a birthday gift, dollar sign, Pastor Bonnet.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a great birthday. Have a great week, everyone. And talk to you later.
All right. You as well. God bless.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless. Good night.
God bless.